How to evaluate umbrella funds. Belinda Carbert, Group Savings Specialist at Allen Gray. Navigating the complex world of umbrella funds can be likened to steering a ship through choppy waters. Just like a ship's captain relies on accurate weather forecasting and instruments to chart a safe and time-efficient course, trustees, employee benefits consultants, financial advisors and employers, i.e. the decision-makers, need access to the right financial tools and reports to make informed and effective decisions. Charting smoother waters. Regulation 37 of the Pension Funds Act was legislated back in September 2017 to support retirement investors. This regulation requires trustees of retirement funds to offer default investment portfolios to support and protect the investors who may not have the desire and/or skill to develop and assess their own investment strategy. The intention of the regulation is to ensure that trustees act as diligent custodians of members' investments, aligning investment strategies with members' long-term needs. There are currently over 100 registered umbrella funds available in South Africa, each offering at least one default investment portfolio, and in many cases multiple options are made available. Each default investment portfolio has its own nuanced characteristics. Meaningful comparison is thus a complex exercise. It can be a daunting task for decision makers to 1. Select an appropriate default investment portfolio that fits the needs of all their employees, as this is not a one-size-fits-all exercise. 2. Fulfill the ongoing fiduciary duties associated with monitoring and review. In the case of a retirement fund, fiduciary duties are obligations that sit with decision makers to act in the best financial interests of members and beneficiaries. Part of the duty is to periodically reassess their chosen product provider, the governance of their umbrella fund, the costs paid by members, and the performance of their default investment portfolios. The survey seeks to support the fulfillment of these responsibilities. Understanding the waters you are navigating. The survey is published on a quarterly basis and is periodically expanded in terms of the number of participants and information provided. According to the December 2024 survey, as per the Financial Services Conduct Authority's latest Registered Active Funds report, the survey reports on about 97% of the local umbrella fund industry, based on the assets under management of umbrella funds open to all advisors. Key navigational pointers. The survey guides decision makers in several areas, including those highlighted below. Life staging. Life staging is a strategy that reduces a member's exposure to risk assets as they approach retirement. Not all default investment portfolios apply life staging strategies, and for those that do, the de-risking periods and profiles differ. The survey summarizes each default investment portfolio's approach, fee structures. Comparing fee structures across umbrella funds is complex, as there is no universal fee methodology in South Africa. The survey summarizes the approach taken by each umbrella fund. Gross performance. To compare gross performance across the various umbrella funds, the survey presents summarized historic performance in both tabular and graphic forms, risk and return metrics. The survey presents a range of volatility and return scatter plot graphs, generated to reflect various historic investment periods. These graphs highlight how much risk the various assets managers have taken on relative to other providers and the mean to deliver performance, see below. Performance at the cost of risk, interpreting the scatter plots. The simplistic four-quadrant visualization in Chart 1, which describes the conceptual interplay between risk and return, may be helpful when interpreting the volatility return graphs included in the survey. The center point represents the median. Ideally, a default investment portfolio in an umbrella fund aspires to be positioned above the horizontal axis, higher than average returns, and to the left of the vertical axis, lower than average risk, volatility. Therefore, quadrant 1 is the sweet spot. Portfolios in this quadrant have higher than average returns with less than average risk for members. Conversely, portfolios in quadrant 4 have the lowest returns and highest risk. Portfolios in quadrant 2 and quadrant 3 have either lower risk or higher returns, but not both. Over the 3, 5 and 10 year timeframes, both of the Allen Gray Umbrella Retirement Fund's trustee-approved default investment strategies. The Allen Gray Default Investment Strategy and the Multi-Manager Default Investment Strategy have occupied Quadrant 1, displaying higher than average returns with less than average risk for members than the mean. Safe passage. Given the importance of upfront decision-making and the ongoing fiduciary duties associated with monitoring and review of decisions, the Umbrella Fund Default Investments Survey is a valuable tool for the decision-maker's toolkit. You can find the survey on Ebnit's Umbrella Hub here. Ends. Author at Belinda Carbert. Allen Gray plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.